This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The song fades, and I didn't. I almost had enough time to get her mic turned up, but we had this stupid thing we had to play first. Aaron just asked a very important question. Would you like to repeat it for the listeners?
What is the worst thing I've swallowed?
All right, so Tiak came in with this idea because there's been a couple stories. The one story I saw was like, ugh. We want to do swallowed.
Mm-hmm.
Is it just humans? Like, what's the weirdest thing a human has swallowed? Because we sometimes do separately. What's the weirdest thing your pet swallowed?
Mm-hmm.
Or are we just doing the overarching, any species, what did it put in its mouth?
You ask me these questions, and I feel like there's a right answer,
no,
and
I don't know which one it is. It's up to you. Like, do you want to shoot the moon and have, like, people talking about what their dogs and cats ate?
Just anything swallowed. Anything, yeah.
Okay.
As long as it got ingested by any form of life.
Yeah, we'll open it up.
There was somebody talking on this thread about different swallowed things, and I didn't know this was a real thing. Apparently, they sometimes use soap to wash blueberries or whatever, like industrially. Like, they're putting it through, and they're afraid there's pesticides on it or whatever. So it's almost like they put Orbeez kind of soap beads in there.
Okay.
And they just dissolve with the water or whatever, different stuff.
Well, apparently they're blueberry color.
Perfect.
I think if you're washing blueberries, you want to put like a yellow thing in there.
Yeah.
So that if it doesn't get absorbed into the water and clean the blueberries, then you'd go, hey, that's not a blueberry.
Right, right.
But some dude was like, grabbed a handful of blueberries, threw what I thought was an exceptionally squishy one into my mouth.
Ugh.
And it was a bead of soap. That's the worst. Like,
it's not terrible.
No, it's not terrible. You weren't raised the same way as I was. Did you ever get your mouth washed out with soap?
No.
Okay, I didn't.
Yeah, I never did either.
You didn't?
No.
So the idea of soap has a very weird...
Well, that's so weird because it didn't work on you. You still definitely curse. I think I've heard you swear.
You have.
Okay.
But it's just like your mom was like, no buttons. And now all you do is wear button shirts. Got away from your mother... Okay.
So are you saying you never use soap?
No, I just don't get it anywhere near my mouth. Like if I'm...
Do you wash your face?
Yes.
Okay.
But in the shower where I can rinse it off immediately. I used to use the Clarisonic, but I was like, and like a little bit went in my mouth, and I was like, that's the end of my Clarisonic days.
What?
Although I think I can take it into the shower with
yeah.
me.
Did you get your mouth washed out with soap a lot growing up? And what is it? Did you just have to sit there with it, or did you
Was
you
it
scrub?
A gel?
It was not gels. Okay.
Yeah. Like a hand sanitizer.
I don't
want
to finish what I was about to say. Gel, like liquid soap wasn't around. There was a lot of times, it was like the Christmas story, you had to just have it in your mouth. For a long time. And so you're just trying to pull your tongue back, and eventually your body just goes and puts it forward, and it's like your tongue is on it.
Interesting.
And then if you've done it enough times, they would physically get a washcloth and go stick your tongue out.
Oh, no.
And go like, and
oh
wash
my
your
gosh.
Tongue. And it's like, because they want you to remember. This is not just about okay. me.
That's traumatizing.
It, duh. Which is why the dude eating the soap bead is like. So we just want to hear. Maybe not just your childhood trauma, because there's okay. There's another dude who ate 1.5 pounds of metal.
On purpose?
I think he's got the pica thing or something. He ate nails, coins, rusted copper wire, and scrap metal.
Oh, boy.
They thought he had appendicitis when he went into the doctor.
No, of course. He was ripped to shreds inside out.
I don't know. I think he's just sitting there. If
you have nails in your stomach.
Just went, or dunk. And just
is that how
there?
It works?
Maybe.
It just goes directly.
Why don't we have
and then
you,
just...
why don't we have you no. swallow a nail? I just think.
The pica thing is where your body needs like iron or something. And, yes. and it no. I'm all fascinated by that because I don't know anything that has iron in it. How does my body just innately know, like, eat that? I can't look at that and be like, that would be a good source of iron.
So a lot of times, like if like women, when they're pregnant, want iron, they like eat dirt because they don't know that it's iron in it, and they don't know that's what they're craving. But their body's like, go grab a pile of that dirt, that potting soil over there. Fire a little bit of that down.
Fascinating to me. I don't know what's in the dirt at all.
Yeah. I mean, depending on where you're at, like the dirt can
be. Well, according to Google, pica describes cravings and chewing substances that have no nutritional value.
Oh, okay. Because I've known women who are pregnant not to go to the soap thing again
yeah.
who crave laundry detergent. And they're like, they just want a little bit. And they just want to
because
like,
they're iron deficient. They're anemic. That's why they, yeah.
What? That's the laundry detergent connection. Wouldn't have that?
No. I'm saying that's not related to laundry detergent. That's just weird. You just eat your soap.
All right. If you've eaten something weird, not even eaten, you just swallow. It's like, mm-hmm. it yeah. doesn't even have to be intentional. Because it's like we've all had the bug, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, and there's nothing.
You're just stuck. Mm-hmm. You're just, you gotta.
And you feel it writhing around. Yeah. And you're,
they're high in iron. Bugs, I don't know.
If you've swallowed something weird and radio worthy, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423 or text into 51059.
Someone said, I ate the leftover crumbs of a bag of chips. They were kind of chewy and weird tasting.
No, what was it?
My dad put his toenail clippings.
Why would he put it in the bag?
It was trash. It was supposed to be the end. Why would you not look? Don't you look to like?
No, there's something. I'm a big fan of the crumbs of like a bag of chips because like.
Yeah, but don't you straighten out the bag so it?
You straighten out the bag and just like let gravity.
But
do
you
its
look.
Thing. No, I don't look.
Oh, but
you know what my favorite crumbs are? God, it's a yellow bag.
Funyuns.
It's all I wanted. Funyuns. Go ahead.
I have been changing my son's diaper before, and
no.
he's got.
I don't think I want the rest of this story at all.
You can figure it out. I think what happened.
No.
But he's, sometimes when that rush of cold air hits a young man.
Oh, yeah.
He'll,
oh, thank God it was number one. I thought you were going number two.
No, it was number one.
It's like
him.
A fountain. It's so
yeah,
fun.
And it can
that
be fun.
That has never happened to me. In all of my years of babysitting with my nephews,
really?
I've never been
congrats.
Peed on.
It's almost never not. Like, especially when you've taken time off between changing diapers. If you had, like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They'll get
you. You just have the second diaper on a boy. You have the second diaper ready.
Yeah.
And it's like Raiders of the Lost Ark where he's like taking the statue and like putting
replacing
the bag of sand.
It.
You're like, you got to put that other thing right over the top because it's just like.
Yeah. Except pee hits him in the face. That's
yes.
the only difference.
Instead of a big. So then we would also take dogs and cats and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like the one that I remember that I've talked about before, real quick, my dog Mojo a long time ago ate a washcloth, which is not that big of a deal. Like, but I didn't know he ate a washcloth until there were,
things hanging out.
Strings.
Yeah.
Coming out the back end, and he wasn't getting it done, so I had to help.
Oh no. Mm.
You got to be careful with that though.
I did not want to do the, yes, turn it inside out. Like yeah. Like the weird, what's that balloon thing that you play with? It's like, it's
you don't
a stress
want to hokey pokey this situation.
It was very slow. And Mojo and I had an understanding from that day forward. He was just like, you literally had my back on that one, man. All right. Swallowed. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for people who've swallowed something weird or...
I do remember, I just thought about this because someone texted in with a similar story. Uh-huh. I was at Pensacola Beach and I saw a frat bro drink a fish.
What?
He just swallowed it. He like caught it in the ocean.
That was a thing, that, like a big fish.
Or like, no, a perch. Like a, yeah.
Yeah, the size of a goldfish. It's still disgusting.
It's terrible.
Yeah, a guy did that at my prom, but then he brought it back up.
What?
Like on purpose or?
In purpose, yeah. We had him on the, there were goldfish on the tables and he did it.
But he has like a David Blaine like ability to put something into his stomach and regurgitate it.
There's some about fish if there's enough water
it's
in it.
Swimming around down there and flailing.
You understand that David Blaine
he was crowned prom king after that. It was
listen, what he does first is fills his stomach with water. David Blaine drinks a bunch
of
water.
How thoughtful for
then
the fish.
Puts the fish in so it doesn't die. Mm. Like he does the same thing when he does the frog.
Does he swallow one of those little guys with the helmets on, like a some reefers, maybe some coral reefs?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
No?
Yellow submarine in there
to have it all make it feel homey.
No, you're just putting it down in there. Have you ever seen him do the frog?
No,
because he also does a frog.
He's
too?
Made himself into the guy who can do the Spitfire.
Yeah.
So then you drink a ton of water, then you drink ether. Or something flammable.
I thought you just keep that in your mouth.
Yeah. No.
Oh.
No, so he does, he's learned to do this skill. Oh my God, we're eventually going to get to the phone.
Do we need a disclaimer for any of this,
no,
by the way?
No, I'm just saying.
Don't repeat.
I watched his whole thing. So then if you drink the flammable thing slow enough, then it sits on top of the water and then you've taught yourself to go like, and then, so he has a conversation like, watch this and puts so you know it's not in his mouth. And then he goes and blows up.
Wow.
Super right. Dangerous. Okay. Probably shouldn't do
that
it.
That would get you prom king.
Lauren, what did you swallow?
So it wasn't me. My sister had a gardener snake growing up, and she used to let it slither around on the floor, and somehow it found one of my dad's tube socks and just kept swallowing it and swallowing it.
So he's just basically eating a version of himself.
Yeah, just swallowing a tube sock.
Okay, then what? Does it come out the same way?
You got to pull it out.
No, you can't pull it out because you'll ruin all of the inside. So we unfortunately had to set the poor guy down.
You had to kill him?
Traumatized. Huh?
You had to kill the snake?
There was no way to get it out of his little body without cutting him open because you can't just pull it out.
And you're not gonna pay for an expensive surgery on a garter snake.
Yeah.
No, it was a little guy who was pulling a tube sock way bigger than himself.
Okay.
So that's where those missing socks go.
I've always...
Never mind. So.
I have a huge sock thing happening at my house right now. And I have some conspiracies and this might be the answer.
That there's a snake.
Because I bought all these different socks and I have one of each. And I'm not a guy who there's socks under my bed. I'm not using them as dream catchers.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
ew. I've never heard that before in my life. Oh my God.
I'm just saying, where are all the socks at my house? Thank you. We lost somebody. What were they trying to say?
She thought she was taking a bite of some like beans, she said, but it ended up being, I can't say this word. Now I regret.
Potpourri?
Potpourri. Thank you. Yeah. She ate potpourri.
How would you mistake potpourri for beans?
I don't know. Maybe she got embarrassed. She couldn't defend it, I guess. It's just she hung up. But potpourri,
I think it's mostly you would put that call through because you're like, honest mistake, because you don't even know what a bean looks like.
I would not put that call through because I had to Google how to spell potpourri. Right. And I still couldn't even say it.
It's potpourri.
It is, yeah.
Okay.
That is how it's spelled.
Thank you, Diego.
Yai.
Yai.
What'd you swallow?
Alrighty, so when I was younger, back, you know, before I moved to Colorado, I had a cousin who accidentally swallowed a key. And I saw the x-ray of my cousin with the key inside of him. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, I wonder how that feels. So I had like my mom's necklace, and I put it inside of a sandwich with ham and ham and mayonnaise, so I wouldn't be able to taste it.
This was not this was not an accident. You were trying to like keep up with your cousin.
Yeah, I thought it was cool,
Diego.
So you fight? So did you chew it up, or did you? At a certain point, you realize there's a necklace in my ham, and you just gotta hork it down.
Well, I tried taking it out because I don't want to swallow it fully, but I couldn't take it out of my mouth. So I was like, all right, well, I just swallowed a whole.
Oh my god!
Like, the and then did you?
Oh my god!
Diego, did it come out?
This is like the Titanic. It's just it's at the bottom of the ocean.
Actually, I don't think I want to know the answer. I don't want to. We don't want to know.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right, so let's do that thing where we. I got it.
News.
You can't just news. Start as
a. No!
No! No!
News.
Stop!
News.
Stop!
Our only real hope is to decide. This is news or no.
In Aaron's absence last week, I began to do some news or nope stories, but I am now returning the baton to the two of you.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
God! Aaron! Aaron! No, bad Aaron.
We get one.
Bad.
We get one. It's in our contracts.
Bad. I hate that word. Okay. We're all welcome. Go ahead.
This is a beautiful week because Wicked comes out in theaters. I think it's this week. I hope it's this week.
I want. Oh my God. Yes, we're journalists. We have immediate. I want to be excited. I think it's going to suck.
Really?
I do. Because I've seen the play.
Oh,
and
the play
is so good.
I just
good.
Saw it not too long ago.
It kind of converted you, didn't it? Because you were an anti-musical guy.
I'm still very much an anti-musical guy. But like, Wicked still has enough dialogue in between. It's just like, when I saw Rent, this is too much.
Did you ever see Hamilton?
On
Disney+.
I would never see that.
Really?
It embodies everything I hate about, first off, history. I don't care. I don't care.
They make it cool.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm sure they do. It just seems so nerdy to me. And I get it. You hate me. You're texting already to 51059. You hate me. But like, I can like what I like. I don't like history. I don't.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's like, the only thing that would make history worse for me is if you're trying to rhyme it. And sing it down my throat.
Maybe it would help you remember it better, though. The rhyming.
For sure.
I don't want to remember it.
Okay. Well, then that's when history repeats itself.
No, it doesn't. But anyway, I don't know. There was something about the woman who did it in Denver. I just feel like Ariana's going to destroy it. I think the other chick is going to do great.
Cynthia.
Sure.
They both.
I just
have,
don't like Ariana. I don't like her.
They both grew up on Broadway.
They did?
Yeah.
Is she so big and so well known that can she play anybody other than Ariana? Will she be Ariana Grande no matter what she does?
Or the dumb kid she was on whatever that show was.
Victorious.
Was it Cat? Her name?
Yeah. I think, she was just like so dumb on that show.
Yeah.
And my daughter was into it. But like now, the other girl you can see being Broadway, I guess I just didn't know Ariana. I only knew from Disney or Nick
or
whatever.
Yeah, she started on Broadway and then made her way to LA, Nickelodeon.
So that's your news story for today is that it may or may not be coming out.
Yeah. T-Hack to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Big news over the weekend as Netflix dealt
with oh my God, I was wondering what you were doing. Oh my God. Were you so mad? Yeah. Did you watch it?
I did.
I was so mad.
Some glitchiness for the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. Unexpected glitchiness.
Okay, so the last time, this is really strange, and can I have the floor for a minute?
Yeah.
Thank you for asking this time. Wow.
Jake Paul fought Floyd Mayweather, I think?
Logan. The older brother did.
A while ago.
Yeah, like a couple years, I think.
Maybe. Okay, whenever that was, I was reminded because Josh, my neighbor Josh, my BFF, oh God, Chad's going to be upset.
Yeah, no, Chad, he just texted me.
He wants to fight.
He came over to watch Jake and Mike Tyson on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, glitch. Now this is, yes. Yeah, yes. Jake, okay, yeah.
Okay, the first time he ever came over was for Floyd
Oh my
Mayweather.
Gosh, that's so cute.
And the other Paul brother. And do you know what happened that day?
No.
The exact same thing. But this time, it was pay-per-view.
Oh.
So I had paid for the fight, and it was so glitchy that I had to keep, like, because I was streaming at the time, so I was getting it through Hulu or HBO Max or whoever had it, and it was so glitchy that we kind of got to see most of the fight, and then they refunded me my money anyway. But there's, what could you do about the glitch on Netflix? Like, you're not going to cancel Netflix. They can't refund you. Like, it just...
It was
I
just
got
bad.
Kicked out 100 times. I had to like restart Netflix, restart my network, restart the router. It was like, it was the worst. And then the fight itself.
Yeah.
Well, I saw it and I don't know if it was scripted or not, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was a deal in place, if they knew how it was going to turn out.
Like when Tyson hit him real good, did you see him go easy, easy?
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Yeah.
That's a big controversy. Tyson, in one of the first two rounds, caught him on the chin, and he was like, easy.
Ooh. I was, when they've walked out, so boxing has become this big fanfare now when they come out. It's a bit, so they came out in the car, and it was, they had played the music, and it was this whole thing.
I didn't get to see any of that. I was in a glitch.
Okay, so that's how Jake Paul came out with his brother in a car, and it was this huge thing. And then they go, and now, Mike Tyson, and they open it, and it was just, it was him. It's like it's the 90s. And he just he walked out, and the look on his face. I mean, I'm terrified of Mike Tyson. He's the scariest man alive.
100%.
And the look on his face, I'm like, I think he might kill him. Like
he had the look like he was gonna.
He had,
and then
the
he
look.
Did not have that after round two.
No, he didn't. Mm. Which was
like
sad.
And then
it was so sad because he looked to me. He just looked like an aged lion, like kind of like so respectable, and but just like
man, get out of there.
Don't bully him. You know, like
I will say this, if you're like, it was a record setter, like 60 million people watched.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Which means that undercard that was the two girls who just beat the living snot out of each other was the most viewed female sports event of all time.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. Good. That's all I heard is that how good that fight was.
That fight was incredible. Did you watch it, Aaron? Because it was made for you.
I only saw the picture of the eyebrow.
It was horrifying.
I literally didn't see anything other than Mike Tyson's butt and then the picture of the eyebrow.
Oh, yeah, the butt. Hey, why did they go to that?
I don't know.
They were just like, here he is in the locker room. There's his ass. All right, let's keep going here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
A big part of Thanksgiving happens to be pies, and it turns out that your favorite pie reveals something about you. Slacker, what is your favorite pie flavor? You don't like pies. T-Hack, what is your
favorite? Ooh, apple.
Apple?
I would say pecan.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Cherry, but apple. I go apple, yeah. Classic.
You are an imaginative child at heart, T-Hack.
Aww. Okay.
What did I get for pecan?
We are nurturing protectors.
Oh, you're a pecan too?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Is cherry on there?
No.
Josh is a cherry. My friend Josh, who's not my best friend because Chad is walking around the parking lot right now. And we can see his ass from up here, so we gotta wrap this up.
We gotta go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if this is gonna make me more relatable to people or less relatable to people, but I have a little dilemma that I'd like to throw out there to y'all.
All right.
I know TAC does the H and I'm more of an F, but you know, it's that time of year. Where
I'm really trying. I'm thinking hard.
I know. I love this. Is the tease, right? Everybody's like, "What what does he do that's an H, but Slacker does the F?"
Hands.
TAC is an HSA, and I am an FSA. So I have a flex spending account, and I have spent the last 11 months 100% neglecting my health. So I maxed out this health spending account. So it's got like $3,000 in it. And I have like this is where it's use it or lose it. I have to spend this money or I lose.
Well,
it rolls over. You can keep it forever.
That's why I have the HSA because I just keep it forever. And
you guys.
And I neglect my health too.
Do you know that there are some shady things you can buy?
Actually, I do, because my friend Jake is in the same boat as you, and he was sending me pictures of just the random stuff you can get.
I want to have a party at my house or here or somewhere where we just invite listeners and we just all play with all my new toys. Okay.
Sounds like something else.
I tried to get those. You can't. I was like, what if I get a girlfriend and she likes these things? But they won't let you buy that. Do you know the robot C-3PO face thing?
Yeah. The like red light thing?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One of those is coming.
Oh, really?
Let's go.
Come over to my house. I will make your acne disappear. That thing's like $300.
I love those commercials so much because they're the women look so elegant, but then they just have this like hockey mask on while they're being all elegant. And it's just like, what is going on?
Bro, you can be that woman. I would come to my house. Okay. I'll make you tequila lemonade and we will give each other facials.
Okay.
So I'm looking for suggestions on other things to do.
There's a lot of like face creams and lotions.
I want to go big ticket.
But you could also use this as like Christmas gifts.
I'm not going to get my son the C-3PO mask.
He would love it.
No, it's like I bought a bag that you lay in.
It's not a sleeping bag though.
No, it's like a thing.
Can you get a grounding mat, the bed one?
I can't figure out, like, I think our flex spending at this place doesn't believe in the believes in the C-3PO thing.
Do we have a flex spending store? Where are you going
FSA
to look?
It's FSA store.
Oh, okay, that's it.
But then I've been told that you can try to shove through like some Amazon has a whole section that is just FSA.
Yeah,
but then sometimes it'll get kicked back cuz like last year during this time, I bought a bunch of crap. And my FSA card said no. And then they just charged my Amex anyway.
Oh,
and
I'm no.
Like, well, I didn't want this if I had to pay for it. I only wanted it if that money I squirreled away was going to pay for it.
Yeah, of course.
So at this point, oh my God, is your monitor going off? What do you need? Tell me what you need. I need people to text in to 51059 what I can buy. So I've bought the C-3PO mask.
Okay.
And I also
Gosh, it was $455. Here's one of them.
For the C-3PO mask?
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think mine was three.
That was the first one that came up.
On FSA store?
Yeah.
Then it was. Yes, I spent that.
But look how elegant.
It's because it can do different colors of light. It's not just red.
It looks
can be like
there's like rose gold on it too.
It is. Ooh. Yeah, dude, it is. It's like a cool brand new C-3PO.
It's really pretty.
What about your actual health? Is there anything that you...
No! I've spent the last year neglecting my health. So I'm also getting... What do you call it? I know my Apple Watch does all this stuff, but I'm getting the ring.
The Aura ring?
Yes!
Dude, I want one.
Come on over! Like, I'm trying to get things like that.
Okay, yeah. Are there stores like in Denver that are just FSA?
I don't know.
That's why
we're doing this whole thing. Mm-hmm. If you want to go,
there's a lot of weird stuff.
If you want to meet me at Walgreens, maybe we do. You know, we did the tour of terror.
Yeah.
Maybe we do the medical
HSA
melee.
Or FSA. Oh my gosh.
Can we just all pile in a party bus and go buy wheelchairs?
Oh my gosh.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. Other people's problems. OPP for short. What do we got today, Tiak?
We have Patty, and she's dealing with a divorce and co-parenting question.
Oh, Slacker. You got it.
You guys can just step out of the room. I got this one wired.
Let's go get a Slurpee. Stay.
Okay. Stay. Patty?
Yeah.
Tell us about your problem.
Oh boy, my problem. Let me just shut the door so that they can't hear me in there. Oh my goodness. Well, I have a daughter and a son, a 14-year-old daughter and a son who's 9. Anybody out there identify so far? So I'm dealing with that. And I have an ex-husband who, of course, has equal visiting rights. And the kids love going there. And unfortunately, right now, my daughter seems to really love going there so much that she wants to move there. She wants to move there. She wants to go live with him. My ex, it's like my 14-year-old baby daughter, like the most important years of her life, she wants to spend away from me. I mean,
okay. Yeah. But I mean, you have 50-50 custody. It's really strange because your kids are the exact same ages as mine, except reverse. So maybe our kids can date at some point.
What?
No. She said 14 and 9.
Oh, my God. Why? For some reason, I'm thinking my kids are 14 and 9.
No.
What just happened?
They're 18.
14.
Okay.
Don't let them live with that. They barely know these kids.
Oh, my God. They were 14 and 9 at one point, weren't they?
I don't know.
Okay, never mind. What? Okay, I'm really sorry. Did I just have a stroke?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably. But you sound like my ex, my husband, and this is what I'm worried about. And then I'm worried my son's going to want to go live there, and I'm going to be an empty nester before they've even flown the coop.
Yeah, but is it something he's doing? Is it something you're doing? Like, is his house more
fun? No, he's just, you know, he's the cool dad. You know the deal. He doesn't have, you know, there's less discipline in their eyes. So, of course, she wants to go, you know, live there, and then, you know, her brother will want to join. Of course. Because he's, you know, he's not the disciplinarian. I am.
So is he open to taking her, like, full-time?
Yes, but I don't want to lose her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
it's very upsetting. I'm very upset right now.
I'm sorry, Patty. And you have the two kids, so is it important that they stay together to you, or would you keep?
Yes, of course. I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but I mean, what if it's, you said she wants to go, does your son want to go too, or would you send the son?
Yeah, he loved his sister, so he'll do whatever she does. And, you know, this is really, my husband should be, I'm blaming him now, because he should man up and say, honey, you're welcome here anytime, but where you belong right now is with your mom and blah, 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 however he wants
back
to put it.
Back and forth, not just with you.
He's tricking them. Yeah. No, he's, you know, with the movies, the pizza, whatever. You know, every day isn't Friday night. Okay. There's week.
So it just sounds like, he's winning in the
cool factor.
I know.
Right.
It is an advantage the dads have. And I feel I reap those advantages as a
it
dad.
Is,
like
right.
You get to come and rough house.
Yeah, but you're still married. So it's different. Because it's okay when you're the fun one. Because you're co-parenting inside the same house. I get what Patty's saying. I would imagine my ex-wife feels a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
Where,
and like at 14, that's such a pivotal age for a young girl. And I know when I was 14, I did not really get along with my mom. And you just have that natural.
But if Let me get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. If Patty insists, it's one of those things, the harder you tighten your grip, the more she'll slip through your fingers.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you say there's absolutely no way you can go over there, it's the Montagues and the Capulets, right? She's going to be like, but I love him, mommy. Right? Like, you're
oh,
not,
yeah.
I know it's very, it's not the same, but you know what I'm saying.
No, I literally don't know what those words you just said were.
Montagues and
it's
Capulets.
Very yeah. Sid and Nancy.
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh.
Oh my God. Am I the only cultured person in this room?
Oh, I knew it.
You didn't know your kids'
Romeo,
names.
Romeo,
Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, Romeo, don't get me started.
Romeo and Juliet. Okay.
Patty, I don't know what the right answer for you is. I feel your pain because you're very you're very passionate about it. But I just
is there a way, like you said, if you tighten too hard, right, you might lose them. Is there a way to go, okay, and maybe
call her bluff?
And let them go live there, and maybe she'll see, like, the fun dad's great for a weekend or two, but when you need, like, the last minute bake sale,
you
and you need stuff
laundry.
For home, like,
structure.
All the the structure, exactly.
Sheets clean, like, just any normal thing when you need
kids
food,
don't care,
like,
if their sheets are clean
dinner.
Sorry. They don't care if they're getting pizza on a Tuesday night and staying up till, you know, midnight watching scary movies.
Priorities.
They don't care if their laundry's clean. I'm sorry.
Oh no, don't say that.
No, I'm not trying to be mean to you, but I'm like, here's the thing. I know that I am living in a co-parenting situation, and I would guess probably 50% of the people listening are. So you're not the first person to go through this when your kids are like, that person's more fun. So what did we need people to call in and say, what'd you do? Because it's like,
who gets to decide?
Yeah.
Because she's like at 14, you don't get to make a lot of decisions, right? But then this seems like.
You also want to empower your kids at an early age to make some decisions, to have some autonomy over who they are. Is that a big word for you? You got it?
I got it. I'm following. Thank you.
Where
it's a form of running away. It's a form of running away, but at least they have somewhere to go.
But it's somewhere that you don't.
Can I ask real quick, what was the reason for the divorce? Because maybe the kids, your daughter at least, has seen it and is like, oh, I'm kind of picking dad's side.
Oh my God, that's dark.
Well,
but great
I don't
question.
Know. He's a musician, so I think
you're the worst.
Fill in the blank.
I'm kidding.
I'm right here. So you don't think this is her picking dad's side or anything? She just wants to live there.
Yeah, it's going to be more fun,
Okay.
He's out at night, he's playing gigs, he's, you know.
Oh, boy. So she could be more unsupervised and whatnot.
Exactly.
Patty, hang on. We're going to get you some answers here. I
don't know. And then she's got the, would you say, 9-year-old brother?
Yeah. So same age as my kids.
Are you okay?
7 years ago, I don't know. Why did that sound
I don't know. You were confident, too.
I was so confident. I was just, all of a sudden, I was like, Mia's 9.
Your kids are closer in age than that, too. I don't think they were ever those two ages.
No, they're like 3-4 years apart.
That's 5. 14 and 9.
All right, I'm going to go
stay with mom. These kids need mom.
I'm going to go get some cognitive assessments. What in the hell just happened? All right. Patty needs to know. She doesn't want her 14-year-old moving, because it would probably mean both of them will move.
Yeah.
And then you just don't have an attachment to your... I like the idea, T-Hack, of calling the bluff. I do. But it probably won't work. Her, she's like, oh, they're eventually going to want clean sheets. No, they're not.
They're not going to notice.
They're eventually going to want a home-cooked meal. Hack, would you care to talk? No, they're not.
No, but there are things that, like, he's not going to step up. He's not going to not going to get him to the concerts on time and the school events.
They're
like,
14 and 9. But they don't care. It's,
too risky, you think,
to call the bluff? I think it's too risky. It's like, all right, kids, you want candy all the time for dinner? They'll eat it.
Yeah.
I had some last night.
Right? Exactly. They're not eventually going to go, oh, my stomach hurts. They're going to go, okay, can I have Reese's tonight? The Snickers aren't sitting well from yesterday. They're like, kids,
how
don't
do you know? This is exactly what happened.
All right. Patty does not want to lose custody of her kids, but they kind of want to live with dad. Help her out. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out Patty. She's got kids who are 14 and 9, shared custody with her ex-husband, and all of a sudden the 14-year-old girl has decided, I think I'd be better off at dad's. I want him to have full custody of me and just spend all my time over there. Mm-hmm. I mean, just as a parent, that would sting so bad. But she also has this feeling like she's going to go over there and just live unsupervised.
Yeah.
It's like Lord of the Flies over there.
Yeah. Pizza parties and sleepovers and ice cream for breakfast.
She's saying those things. I mean, that's not bad. Is it bad?
No, that's very not Lord of the Flies.
No, I mean, but she's like, he's a musician. He'll be out and about. So she just doesn't think it's a good idea for a 14-year-old, period. But also she's got some bitterness towards the ex. So we're trying to figure out, what do we do with a 14-year-old who doesn't love you anymore? Xavier?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think she should let the kids go stay with the father. Mainly because I'm going through that myself. I went through that myself.
Okay.
And the thing is, she's had the kids all this time. He's the parent, too. He wants to spend some time with the kids as well. Whereas, while she's holding them away from him, all the time they're feeling like they're missing out on things. They could grow up and feel like they should have been there, and they could start to hate her in the long run. Now, the thing is, if it would have been the other way with me, if my kids' mothers would have had my kids come stay with me, I would have totally been like, okay, look, these are the rules. You ain't doing the things you didn't do at your mom's house. If she says she doesn't approve of this, I'm not going to approve of it either. Things ain't going to change just because y'all are over here. I'm not going to exclude her because you're over here. But at the same time, I want the same amount of time with my kids as well. I love them too.
Because you fully understand what co-parenting is.
Exactly. Mm. This is not a time to get separate.
No.
This is where you really have to join together. Yeah.
But like, it seems to me...
Yeah, I mean, I dig it. I understand, but you have to let the kids go because, like I said, they could grow up and be like, you know, I wanted to be with my dad because no telling what could happen. They could grow up hating her because of this. But what she's looking at is, are they going to put me out while they're over there? I don't feel like he's going to do that. I feel like he's going to totally include her in all the in the decisions while raising them and not exclude her. You know, she could just let it happen because...
It is a good point.
I said, she wouldn't want that. If he had the kids this whole time and they wanted to go live with her, she wouldn't feel, you know, good about them, him not letting them come over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and if he hasn't been the primary, if they haven't been living with him for this long, he's going to need, like, help, right? I mean, as far as, like...
Or not. I mean, thank you for the call, Xavier. I mean, like, he can do it. I think he's showing he can do something.
Yeah.
And that's why the girl wants to go there. He's probably showing that he keeps his eye off the ball a little more. She could probably get a little sip from the liquor. I'm not saying I know what this 14-year-old wants to do, but she's definitely, there's something over there she wants. But just like we all just keep saying, if you tell anybody, especially a 14-year-old, they can't have something,
they're going to try even harder.
Yes. Dude, Patty is not making her life any better for herself. Rhonda?
Yay!
What do you think?
So, I've been in this situation, and I think dad gets to dip in, buy pizza, have fun, be happy, fun dad.
Yep.
And then the kids go back to mom. I think, and Patty, you got to hear me here, 15-year-old girls are not a lot of fun sometimes, and they really resist their moms. I think you let dad and daughter have each other for 3 months, and I mean, let them live together, and he gets to put up with the eye rolling, he gets to deal with the homework, he gets to deal with the back talk, all of that, and just make it an agreement for 3 months.
Because Fun Dad, you're right. Fun Dad is like fentanyl, right? Small doses. Yeah.
Yep.
Sorry, it's a terrible analogy.
I don't want to agree with that analogy.
Fun Dad is not sustainable. Even him, like, at a certain point, the eye roll, the dishes in the sink, the bedroom looking like crap, eventually he's going to be like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, we got to start changing the rules.
Exactly.
Yeah, we didn't want to change the rules.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
I came here so to be Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
That's a good idea. Thank you, Rhonda.
A test program.
Janine?
Yay.
You're on the test program track too, right? You think they should try it?
Well, I have a couple questions because I came in late. Are they on schedule A or B right now?
What do you mean? Is the kid with her or with him? She's not on the phone anymore, but I think the kid's probably with him if she was calling us.
Mm. Well, yeah, but I mean, on visitations, do they have equal joint custody?
It sounded like they do, yes.
Yeah.
Then she wouldn't lose custody, but I would give them, speaking from me controlling everything my daughter did, it bit me in the you know what when she turned 18, and hence paying for it now. But the thing I would probably do is say, let's try it for 3 months and then switch the visitation schedule and see how they like it with dad taking care of like things like you know, all the things that moms typically
trust me, Dad, we don't know how to do it.
That's what I'm saying, especially all the little things that fall through the cracks with that, the parent-teacher conferences, projects late at night. Oh, what about the bake sale tomorrow? Like,
I think I'm such a badass, but if I'm being honest, so much falls
through
the
cracks. Well, you're an exception, Steve. You're an exception. I can tell you that my husband is a badass too, but he comes home when I'm working because we're both teachers and we kind of alternate, you know, taking care of our grandkids. And it's kind of one of those things that we didn't really give my daughter a lot of autonomy when she was in high school. And then the minute she turned 18, it was like, sorry, you can't tell me what to do anymore. So I think teaching them how to make these difficult decisions and learn, hey, Dad, I need this for school, or I have cheer practice. What do you mean you can't get me there? Or this do, that do. Can you help me with my homework?
I think the sickest part of this is we're all basically saying, try it.
Yeah.
Because he's going to fail.
Right. And maybe he doesn't, and that's okay
if he
too.
That's a big dice to roll for Patty, because if he doesn't, then she loses her daughter.
But it's not.
You
permanent.
Gotta have faith.
He's confident. A guy. Yeah, he's gonna screw it up.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Okay, I've been kind of hiding this. I don't feel good. I almost killed somebody today, and it makes me feel even worse.
Hmm. Oh, that's not the cause. You felt okay.
No, I'm not. 100% emotional. Now I want to talk about this, T-Hack, and I want you to not be weird, okay?
Okay.
I feel really sick, like I have a stomach thing, and you had that a few days ago, and I want you to understand, I'm not that guy. I don't think you did this to me.
Okay,
so good. Many people are like, oh man, I have that cold you had last week.
Oh yeah.
And it's like, dude, I feel like death, but I do not blame you, even though it more than likely is 100% your fault.
Okay. We just got to bring it up. But it's not my fault.
No, I'm kidding about the last part. I hate
people. I'm always sick. I assume it's because of the kids, or I'm always like a little.
I don't know why you're saying that. You're the least sick person I've ever met in my life.
But I just have I'll have just a morning where I'm like, oof. I got a little something, and then it kind of goes away.
Okay, that's just from your lack of nutrition, bro.
You're dehydrated.
Oh. Is that the diarrhea, too?
Yes.
Okay.
That is the Culver's. No, oh my God. That Culver's does not cause diarrhea. But no, you're the only person I know. I don't know. Are we allowed to say that you're not vaccinated for COVID or without you getting a...
I was.
Oh, you were?
Yeah. You forget. I did get it. The original.
That's right.
Just the original,
too. You did get it. Steve did not get it.
Right.
He was, okay. Mm-hmm. But you're also the only person I know who never got COVID. I got vaccinated. I've had COVID like 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
I get COVID just saying the word. I probably have it now. Because I've said it like 3 times. COVID. There it is. Just like Candyman. He shows up and just, okay. So you're not an unhealthy person. But there's a stomach bug
that's
going
around.
That's
the nicest thing you've ever said about
Thank you.
Him.
I know. Yeah. I'm going to ride that high all day. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to keep taking breaks and going and vomiting.
Oh, no.
It's just like, it was like at 1 in the morning. How did yours start?
I woke up, I had the chills. Uh-huh. I went and I got a haircut, and I was like, I put a sweatshirt
yours
on.
Yours wasn't at 1 in the morning. No. Yeah, great clips and Parker's open late.
And I came home and I felt fine, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go just hang out by the toilet. I'm just going to go.
Just be adjacent.
See, yeah, I feel like something's calling me back there right now. And then I puked, yeah.
Okay.
And then I felt much better afterwards.
I didn't feel, but like it was like 1 in the morning, I like verped. Does anybody want this whole information?
No. I've never heard that word before in my life.
You
I
haven't
hate
heard
it.
Verped?
No.
Oh, God. And the dogs then were like super curious about my breath. No. There was like, oh, wow, that smells great. And I'm like, oh, God. And I laid there and tried to deny that it was happening to me for a long time.
Yep, yeah, I do the same.
And I'm just like, no, this isn't happening. That's not what's going on. No. That was just like, because I had a lot of red sauces yesterday, like pizza, and I'm like, that's just a lot of tomato. Yeah. It's acid. That's all it is.
Uh-huh,
and then
uh-huh.
it's like, and I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Yeah, before you know it, you're not even controlling your body, but you're walking to the toilet. And you're like, what's going on?
100%.
Oh my gosh.
It's like a remote control me. Like I'm just like, and I'm walking to the toilet. It's like zero, and the dogs are like, let's smell. We want to smell it. Come on, let me smell it. Okay. Anyway, then. So I'm on my way to work today, and there was some sort of tragic, horrifying, terrible. There was like a moving truck and an SUV got in a wreck just before I was on Peña.
Ugh.
So then I'm stuck on Peña. My 30-minute commute was like 90 minutes today or something like that.
Wow.
I don't know how long it was. It was horrifying.
Wow.
So I thought I could just drive 90 miles an hour, get here fast, and then barf and come in here. You know, and then do the show and just, I was going to try to not tell you guys. And I know you've been
noticing.
You're
just going to rally. Yeah.
Yeah. So while I'm sitting there, and the anxiety, this, I wasn't going to talk about this on the show at all, but it's been building up as the show goes on, like the anxiety. So at a certain point I'm sitting there, I'm stuck. The car's not moving. Not a lot of air. I'm just like,
You're just stuck with your own thoughts.
Uh-huh. So it was like remote control arm just started opening my door, shoved my head out on Peña. By the way, all the people on Peña around 1 o'clock today, that was me. I barfed because we're parked. I mean, I'm next to a car and they're just like, I'm just like,
bleh! Wait, is that recorded on your car?
No, it only records if you tell it.
Dang it.
I know. Wouldn't it be great?
Yeah.
There is a pile of my puke. If you're trying to recreate me with cloning, there's a pile of my puke before 56th on
check
South
eBay
Bend.
Later. Somebody will have it up.
Okay. Anyway, I barf, and the second I closed my door, a motorcycle went vroom up the middle of the road.
Mm.
I would have killed that person, you guys.
Yeah.
And then, like, the hot flash started, like the sweats. I'm like, dude, you almost killed somebody.
Wow.
And at first I was mad at that dude, but then I remembered, I think they changed the law in Colorado and he's allowed to do that.
Yes and no. My understanding is not. I thought, because it was the lane filtering law.
What's that?
It's a new law that was passed last year.
Are you pretending like you know this,
no,
or are you Googling it?
Both.
Flagger, it's a little known fact. It was passed in the legislation of 19.
Well, so originally I thought it was only at like stoplights, and it's not to pass cars like weaving in and out while you're moving. It was when cars were stopped at a light, they can go to the front. That was my understanding. So I Googled it to make sure. And it says that motorcyclists can stop or can pass stopped cars if all of the other cars are stopped and traveling in the same direction, the lane is wide enough, they're passing on the left, going under 15 miles per hour. What do you think he was doing?
Oh, 40.
Yeah, that's illegal for sure. And which lane were you
past,
in?
I was in the right lane, and he came between the right and left lane.
Okay.
So jeez. I had my car door open into the left lane. Dude, it would have ripped my door off, my arm off, and killed that person.
Yeah.
I am mad at him.
I'm
not
mad
you.
At me, dude.
No,
I didn't even
you.
Look in my rearview mirror. You don't just open your car. I know we weren't moving, but come on.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. So you were technically stopped. So is he thinking, oh, we're like traffic is stopped so I can go through? But he's going way too fast.
Way too fast.
And
yeah.
I just, riding a motorcycle is dangerous enough. My father-in-law is a big motorcycle guy and he's the safest rider ever. And he's been in like 3 or 4 accidents. Mm-hmm.
It's never your fault.
It just is dangerous.
Yes.
Yeah. And so to be, in my opinion, taking it up a level, making it more dangerous on yourself is like, what are you doing, guy?
I don't think I'm going to stop shaking about it. Like, I'm literally like freaked out that I almost killed a person.
I don't think it would have been your fault, though, because he was doing over 15. And he's okay. Nothing happened. So
yeah.
Take some deep breaths.
Go you just threw up later.
Yeah.
I would have thrown up on top of his dead.
That would have been gross.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Hello.
God. First, like, Aaron's back. In case you hadn't noticed by now, we just haven't really taken the moment to talk about it, like to have you debrief. Do you want to debrief?
Sure.
About your trip?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, should we debrief about our time without you?
Oh, I listened. And I read all the text.
Not.
I did.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
It's not. On the flight back, I downloaded all of the episodes on the Odyssey app and I listened.
Ah, for free?
For free.
Oh, wow. On the Odyssey app for free?
You
wow.
can listen to us anytime on the Odyssey app.
Are you guys doing a
thing
that you didn't involve me in? Like, you guys have this little skit ready?
No.
Oh
no.
My God, what's that? Freedom Rock?
Well, turn it up. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
I just love the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Don't you? A-U-D-A-C-Y, like she said.
Yep.
I love
yeah,
it.
Because, you know, if it was a real app and it was called Odyssey, it would be spelled like, you know, humans spell the word Odyssey.
That's not your line.
Oh, what's my line? Oh, how clever. Odd like audio.
Yeah.
I get it. Absolutely free when it works.
That was closer
okay,
to your
here's
line.
The thing. Just because I've been here for decades doesn't mean I should be the only one talking smack about Odyssey. Go ahead. Have a little bit. Nope, nobody's got the courage.
It sounds like she had a great experience.
I had a great time there.
Over international waters, yeah. too. So, worldwide.
Well, you know, we had called you in the middle of your trip and asked if we could bring somebody in on Friday, and we did do that. And that went, that was great.
I listened.
Mm-hmm. We got.
It was wonderful.
Was it weird?
No.
Because, I mean, I was afraid you were going to think you were being replaced. And it was just like, it was just way too much.
I do appreciate that, but I do not feel that way.
Because Hack and I, like, it's. Okay, if you don't know how the show works, let me just explain. We kind of scour the internet and like we live our lives and we come in here and we're like, what about this story about Kim Kardashian? And we like kind of kick it around. We're like, okay, let's go on the air with it, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, then there's like things where like somebody had relations in a weird place. And we're like, let's do Hillbilly Hookup. And I was like, we can't. We're two dudes. We're going to seem like pervs.
Yeah, it's going to get out of control fast.
Like, we had to really try not to choose because just everything that
I
happened in the news.
I do remember one time, like kind of a bit ago, I had gone somewhere. I was sick. I don't know. I wasn't here. And it was three dudes and you guys did poop stories.
Yeah.
And that was one of the worst.
Yeah, there is a point where just guys should go like, no, we need a little femininity to... Okay. So anyway, thank you for letting us have somebody in. And thank you to everybody.
You don't need
who
my permission to do
that. No, we absolutely did, because I did not want you to feel weird about it. It was just like, we're not replacing you. We just wanted, like, Jesus, we needed some.
I mean, my office was cleaned out today. So
I know. Well, that's a different thing that we're going to talk about as soon as we're. So thank you for my phone box.
You're welcome.
Is that what they call it?
And my Big Ben.
Yeah. Which Big Ben is just the bell. The whole it's the like Elizabeth Tower or something. I don't know.
Big Ben's not the clock?
No.
Here's the weird thing. Like, we talked about this the other day with Tori when she was in here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't buy presents for people when I go out. I buy presents for my kids, but like, I've gone on vacations. I went to Austin. Did I bring you guys back anything?
No, but that's like, I don't know. It's just Austin. When I went to Brazil, I wanted to get you guys something. And like,
you bought me a hat. I love that hat.
I got you a hat.
Oops.
Oh, no, wait, I did. I remember.
You did. It's got like cow. It's got something on the top. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, you've never brought anything back for us. Just to circle back to answer that.
All right, fine. But you do, because you're just thinking of us.
Yeah.
I guess. Okay. So it's just me.
And I love the little trinkets.
Okay.
I think they're cute.
I like them too. So where were you?
I was in London.
In case anyone missed it, I guess.
Yeah, is there anything you want to talk about? I know when we talked to you, it was probably the worst radio. We didn't get a lot of comments about it, but like you were in the tube at the time.
Yeah.
And it sounded
there were sounds going off, alarms, like the little monitor thing being like, Piccadilly Circus is your next stop. Like,
it was horrifying.
Yeah.
You were getting mugged while doing that.
Yeah.
Like, goodness.
Yeah. Whole Jack the Ripper thing going on there.
Yeah.
It was like, so did, like, I guess Tiak thought you weren't coming back.
It's
so awkward for me to say that because I thought you were kidding about a TAC, but you like genuinely didn't think she'd come back.
Oh yeah, she loves London. I know you booked this trip kind of last minute, but a while ago. So you've been looking forward to it for a long, long time.
Yeah, I booked it in March on like a big snowy day and I had cabin fever and I was like, I'm going.
and okay. you've been before.
Yes.
You love the Beatles. You love all things London, and you're mm-hmm. going back. You love Harry Potter, like everything. And it's like, I don't think you wanted to come back. I think you were looking for reasons to cancel.
You are correct.
Okay.
I knew it. To right. us? What would you come back to us for?
It's us, bro.
Hello. We can't compare.
We can do it. Want some bangers in MASH? Do you, love? So did you, you know.
Did I what?
Come on, Aaron. Did you find a London boy?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Because I was with my sister-in-law, and obviously.
She can wingman up for you?
Yes and no. I think she could, but we didn't have any. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So is there anything from the trip that you feel we need to know? Like the one thing you said to me was you felt like London healed you. And yes. I think, isn't London like New Orleans? Doesn't it smell like pee everywhere?
In the phone boxes, the phone, yeah.
You got me a pee thing?
Yours doesn't open. They've actually had to like seal them shut because of how bad it is. Because
everybody just goes in there and pees.
Yeah.
Really?
All the drunks.
Okay. So why do you think it healed you? What do you, because like I know I get healed when I go to Brazil yeah. or to Mexico, but I think it's just salt water. I think it's just humidity and salt water. I mean,
it was humid there because okay. it rains 24/7. Okay. And I love that. But I don't know. I just feel like I belong there.
So are you staying on the show or what's your
well,
thing?
Well, yeah, I'm going to stay here for a bit until I save enough and then I can move on over.
What if we found you a London boy here? Could you let London go if
no.
we had a London? What do you mean? You could just go back and visit his family on Christmas and Thanksgiving. I know they don't do Thanksgiving.
Okay, but here's the thing. We went into a vintage store and okay. I found a Thanksgiving ugly sweater and I was like, I have to get it. Why do they have this here? I don't know, but I'm buying
some
it.
Some stupid yeah. American.
Yeah. So I cannot wait to wear that.
All right. So if you sound like this, hello, and you want to sleep with Aaron. Yeah.
Really, any of us.
I'll take that. Text in to 51059.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're still riding the high of Aaron's trip mm-hmm. to Europe. Is that where you went?
Yeah.
Are we allowed to say Europe?
Yeah.
Okay.
England is in Europe.
Okay.
I get nervous saying England versus London. I'm like, I think it's the same.
It
yeah,
is.
Okay, close, wait. Right? You had Slacker, you had mentioned you don't know the difference between Paris and London.
Don't.
Wild to me.
to me, it's all the same thing. Like, you go over there, it's just rainy, and there's just artifacts that I don't give a crap about. Yeah.
It's like Seattle.
Yes! Thank you. Thank you for understanding. You get me. Do you know that hack?
Thank you.
Where's the Mona Lisa? Is that in Paris or is that in London?
That's Paris.
Okay. Where's the Eiffel Tower?
That's Paris.
Okay. Why?
Because what's the
flag?
Paris.
What's the flag for Paris then?
For France?
Sure.
It's red, white, and blue, I think.
Like the Union Jack?
No.
It's different?
Yeah.
Okay. It's just got the three vertical, not stripes, with columns.
My God. The fact that the American education system spit the three of us out. And then, okay. So the reason, I wanted to talk a little more about traveling. Couple things. Aaron is still talking about never not staying here because you love everything about England and you're talking trash about Americans because we don't know. Like, one, our food sucks.
Yes.
Our food is killing us here.
It is.
Really? Even compared to British food?
Yeah.
That's all I've heard.
British food is better now.
It totally than it is. Was. There's been a lot of more combination of... There's been a lot of diversity in England. So it's not just bland. Although it was funny.
Blood sausage.
We did get... like fish and chips a lot, and they use mayo as dipping, and I'm like, that is disgusting.
Hold on, I'm booking.
But there's a lot of more flavors. They use spices now, but it's also just healthier because we have so many extra chemicals here.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
So, like, she got a Monster Energy drink, and it didn't taste like a Monster Energy drink because
it was like dull.
In America, they're allowed to put so much crap in it to get you addicted to it. Oh, wow. But not in other countries. They just can't do that.
So were you like disappointed?
Like, I was just like, am I sick? Like, why can't I taste it?
Oh no.
All right. So the reason I wanted to keep talking about this on the air is because we had this new idea and I'm not opposed to it. So.
Oh, good.
Tiak has a friend who's also traveling, and they're traveling to Brazil.
He's in Brazil right now, yeah.
Okay. And he's sending you pictures from McDonald's in Brazil.
Yeah, that's what he does. He's in the Air Force, so thank him for his service, obviously. And he travels a lot. And when he goes to these places, he makes sure to go to a McDonald's, and he always sends me pictures of the weird menu items that they have there, and he tells me what he's eating.
Dude, in other countries.
So cool.
Is a restaurant.
Yeah.
It looks so good.
It's not fast. I remember sitting down and getting better coffee. Like, what's the French press? Is that a place?
That's
like, I think we have restaurants called where it's like breakfasty and they bring you coffee in a ceramic mug and you're just like, and they, ooh, would you like avocado and toast? Like that. That's McDonald's in Brazil.
Wow.
Like, so what did he get?
He got a Duplo Cheddar McMelt.
Duplo as in the artist or Duplo as in
that's
the bigger?
Diplo.
Duplo, oh, yeah.
Damn it. As in the giant Legos.
Like the giant Legos. I think it means does it mean two patties? Duplo?
I think so.
Two?
Double?
Good God.
Double, yeah. He got a Tasty Turbo with cheese.
Okay, we don't know what that is.
Tasty Turbo, I like that.
That's probably a quarter pounder because they're metric
system.
Okay, see,
you said Turbo and I'm like the snail.
Right. No, the artist. It's actually Duplo.
Okay, and then a banana pie.
Ooh.
So good. So good. So here's the idea, and we want you to jump in on this or not. What if we started taking T-Hack, the fast food aficionado?
Mm-hmm. He loves McDonald's.
To different McDonald's around the world.
Get
and
to
have
try
you,
new things.
The listeners, pay for it.
But you can come with.
Yeah. No, I mean, could we do that? Or does this exist in America?
Are there different menus at different locations?
Because I know, like, the McDonald's in Sedona. Do you know about that?
Is that the turquoise one?
Yes.
Because
they won't allow that color of yellow.
Who has... Is it Post Malone? No, that's a Raising Cane's. Never mind.
Yeah, Post Malone has a Raising Cane's that's
and
all
decorated.
And it's like
all themed cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can go there too. Yeah. Might as well.
I grew up, I went to school in a town. It's a Dutch town, Pella, Iowa.
Okay.
And they have very strict rules about their signage. So especially with fast food restaurants, right? Their signs are super high up so you can see them from the freeway, but they weren't allowed there. So all the signs are really short.
Really? So
how do you know you're...
You don't.
Do you have a freeway in Pella?
It goes right by it. It goes right through the state.
How about this? How about we start... Text into 51059. Can we start small?
Yeah.
Like maybe is there like a fast food place in Colorado we could get to
that has that's unique different. Stuff.
That like yeah. And would then we'll just keep branching out.
Would you try like random things? Like, because in Paris, I know that they have random other things. I'm trying to remember if
like you
like different
you mean
kinds of meats or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Would you
go? Because I bet you the Tokyo McDonald's is probably like sushi and crap. Like, you gotta open up. If we're gonna do this,
let's do Montana first. Let's
work what's our in way Montana? Up.
I've heard that Montana had for a long time. They had the triple. They had three burgers on there. There you could get.
Can't
that
you just
at a
do
McDonald's.
That? Can't you just walk into the Commerce City one and go slap another patty on that big fella?
Well, I can do that, but not everyone can do that.
All right, if you know of weird fast food tourable things, text in to 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
Did we talk about pooing the other day on the air, or was that off the air? I don't remember.
It was both, I believe.
We did?
Yeah.
Because you go in the bathroom for a really long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This show's
as
about
most
honesty.
Normal people do.
No, they don't. I find that so strange. I guess, okay. I've always thought it was a trope on TV. Like, it's just a thing where it's like, you know, there's always celery and a baguette sticking out of the top of your grocery yeah. bag, and dad's always sitting on the toilet for an hour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My reality is not that at all. Like, again, and if I can't remember if we did this off the air or on, because we have, all you hear on the show, we have more conversations off the air that you wish you could hear, because, wow.
The FCC is glad.
For sure. But I don't even head that way till it's go time.
Which is weird. Like, you're missing out. Why not just have a little break?
Why would I want to sit? Like, it's the most uncomfortable place to sit in the world. It's not,
yeah.
My parents have like, they have one of those, it's like plastic and it's kind of filled with air. It's like a cushy seat.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So when you're at their house, I almost never sit at their house. The other thing is, I don't know, God, we are way off topic. Have you been to an old house recently? Because everything is shorter. Like, you sit on the
really?
Toilet and you feel like you fell because the toilet is 3 or 4 inches shorter than toilets are now.
Interesting.
So if I sit down at their house, I'm like, whoa, you feel like you're falling because where you think your butt is going to hit, it's that same sensation mm-hmm. when you think you're at the last step. Or you think you have one more step and there isn't one more and you do that leg thing. You're like, what just happened?
I know. It's somehow the worst thing that can happen.
Yes.
It's like, it's just one step that you missed.
But, you think,
like,
yes.
I would have rather just jumped.
Correct.
From the top of the step. I would have had a better chance of landing.
I want you to come to my parents' house and sit on their toilet for two reasons.
Okay.
One, it's lower than you think and they have that toilet seat thing. So when you sit, then it goes... like the, enough air goes out of it.
Those ones don't get very clean, do they?
I don't know.
Because it's kind of it's like vinyl.
I mean, it's just my mom at this point.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know how. I don't really want to picture my mom.
We do have not shorter in an older house, but in our house, most of the toilets are like extended ones or whatever. They're the
More oblong?
More oblong, yeah.
Yeah.
Except for the one in the kids' bathroom.
Okay.
And that one is, I guess, just normal, but it feels very, very small. Very
stunted.
Yes, exactly. So I don't like using that one.
Well,
you kind of
I'm not kidding. It's everything, though. The counters.
That's
like my
weird.
My parents' really? Kitchen or their bathroom sink is probably 4 inches shorter. So when I'm there, I'm just like, roar! I just feel so big.
It's awesome.
I swear. Anyway, the reason I brought up pooping again is scientists have discovered if you're a person who gets constipated. I imagine mm-hmm. with your wretched diet that never happens to you.
Literally never. I'm actually curious. I have no frame of reference for constipation.
Not even when you like I would get constipated. Yes, you're listening to two like when I travel, I used to because I especially if you traveled with somebody else. Like you didn't want to corrupt the bath. It's before I learned about the lobby poop. So you're just like, oh God, I hope she goes somewhere or turns the TV on loud enough that I can go in here and like drop the kids off at the pool and mm-hmm. like whatever. So then, and plus you get off your schedule. Cause like, I like wake up and have a cup of coffee or whatever. And then all of a sudden I'm like, whoa. And then I go, well, when you're on vacation, like you've traveled all day. So you missed your window mm-hmm. in the morning. And then you're just like, oh, am I going to do it at 7 at night? That feels weird. And your body just gets off. So I used to tend to be travel constipated.
Really?
Yep, ladies, okay. I'm a catch. I don't do that anymore. I just pretend I need something in the lobby and I go do it there.
Again?
Anyway, how many times a day do you poop, do you think?
Like twice maybe.
Really?
Once or twice, yeah. Huh. Yeah. Yeah, we're moving. Things,
really?
Things are moving.
But you're in there for how long each time?
Realistically, I would say 12 and a half minutes.
Oh my God, that is so long. That is a week.
That's not that. It's not
that. That is a week worth of pooping for me. I swear to God.
But it's also just a little break. Don't you? You're missing out on the little, the me time, the closed door, turn the vent on.
Why would you want to be in the grossest room of your house for me time? My me time.
Where
I
else
do,
am I gonna go?
I don't know.
I have
anywhere
no other
else.
Place. Go in. I have no other room in the house.
Just go to the basement. Go to the garage. But like me time. Oh
I'm not
God.
Pooping in the garage.
All right. The real reason I bring it up is Singapore scientists have said this is how you beat constipation. Okay.
Okay.
So you get to your toilet. Are you a squatty potty guy? I know you're a bidet guy. Have you heard about the squatty potty?
I've heard about it, but I've never used it.
You don't need to spend the money. Just put a couple books in there and step on them or something.
Books.
So here's what you do.
Who has those?
One of your kids? I don't know. Leo, come in here. So cross your left leg over your lap while you're on the toity.
Okay.
You don't have to do it. Okay, just do it. Left leg over your lap, resting the foot on your right thigh. Okay?
Okay. All right.
While twisting the body to the left and look behind.
Okay.
Now, according to the doctor, this...
It's kind of a corkscrew.
If you're doing it in your car right now, you're the reason we're about to do a traffic report. The doctor says that this is a self-massaging technique that kind of massages your colon with your leg up and your back twisting.
Okay.
And it will ease the passage of stool.
I mean, you're embarrassed to use the toilet like when you're sharing a hotel room. Imagine if she opens the door and you're sitting like that.
Downward cross dog.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story. Let me just say, if you're thinking about going to South Carolina, don't.
Oh, I wasn't planning on it anyways.
No
thanks.
One is.
All right. I've got a story about people just trying to do the right thing and just follow the proper directions.
Oh, nothing stupid about that.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A drug dealing duo in England. I like how it progressively gets louder.
Hello, love. A drug dealing duo. That's our band name. Drug dealing duo.
Hey, have you seen our bag of ketamine?
What? Who? You're asking me?
Yeah.
If I've seen your bag of ketamine?
Because we're the drug dealer.
Oh, we are. No, yeah. I haven't seen it.
We're role playing. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Nobody told me.
Well, I haven't seen it either.
No. So what should we do?
Let's report it missing.
Oh, who do we report that? Not to the police.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
So I'll be the copper.
Yes, eh?
Sherlock, what are you doing here?
They reported a missing bag of drugs?
Yep. To the police.
That's probably a pretty quick trip to the slammer, isn't it?
Yeah, they came in and... Have you guys seen it?
Have you seen all ketamine?
But they were actually key figures in like a pretty significant drug trafficking operation.
Nice.
So, hey,
they
stay
made it
stupid,
easy
everyone.
On the popo.
I'm not wanted for crimes and I don't find myself wandering into police stations very... I don't understand that.
Well, my story, as you probably have guessed... It's not from Florida. It's from South Carolina.
He's
I don't
close.
Know if you've heard the stories lately, but recently 43 monkeys escaped from a research facility and have been roaming the streets of South
you
Carolina.
You know what? I'm on their side.
Most of them got caught. I think the thing is all okay. But now a pair of emus. Does anybody know what an emu sounds like?
Aren't they big birds? Aren't they like ostriches? No,
that doesn't sound like a big enough bird. Does this sound like a...
The limu emu never talks.
Oh, limu emu's dog. I know exactly what it looks like. Limu emu. They are feral, not trained, and wreaking havoc on the streets of South Carolina.
That's my biggest fear, man.
Is your biggest fear is limu emu coming after you?
Yeah, just roaming wild in the streets of Denver.
No, it's not in Denver. It's in South Carolina. So, yeah. I don't know why I have an elephant. I just don't have the right sound effects for... an email. Anyway, if you're thinking of going to South Carolina, don't. Because if the monkeys don't get you, the emus will. I do hope y'all were amused by my story. Mm.
Quit monkeying around.
The show's about 2 hours longer than it used to be. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.